So how do we differentiate between whether I am speaking or my mind is speaking? Especially because the mind sometimes speaks good things also. Yes, the mind can definitely speak good things, and that's why Krishna also says that the mind can be our friend. So the first thing here is that sattva guna, the mode of goodness, means there is a certain amount of regulation in our life. That means broadly, if we have a general schedule for life, this time I do this, this time I do this, this time I do this, then it's not that we live like a robot, but when we have a broad structure, then we don't get buffeted by the mind. Now, if I wake up in the morning and I have no plan for the day, then the mind may say, why not watch TV? And then you start one program, second program, third program, and then you find that, you know, like sometimes some people just start surfing the net and just go from one side to second side, third side, and then after this, they surf 500 sites and 5-6 hours have gone away. So first important thing is, if you don't want to be carried away by the mind, is to have a plan, overall plan, a proper schedule, so that we don't get shaken too much. And within that, if the mind starts saying something, why don't you do this? So if it's something which is different from our plan, we may not be able to at that time discern whether this is the mind speaking or whether this is good for me or this is bad for me. So at that time, it is good to keep it in suspension. Just keep it in check. Usually when we are on the move, it is almost inevitable that we will be somewhat in passion. Because the Rajoguna is so prominent in today's world that we will go somewhat into passion. So when the Rajoguna is there, we may not be able to make the right decision. So if it is something which is a minor thing, you know, then even if we do it, it's not going to be very consequential. But if it involves something which is a substantially different from what we are planning to do, then better keep it in suspension. And then after that, when we are relatively more in the mode of goodness, that means we are calmer, we are not just on the rush, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. We are calmer and we can think clearly. Okay, this was the idea I had got. What will the consequences of that? We deliberate calmly. Maybe we discuss with others. And then we can decide. So it may be a good idea. And there is also the concept of inspiration. And inspiration can sometimes be even the voice of the super soul speaking. Many of the great scientific breakthroughs or literary compositions or artistic renditions, they have all come by inspiration. So it is also possible that the voice within can guide us towards good also. But often it is difficult for us to decide. So especially in order that we don't just get shaken here and there by whatever seems to be the voice within. So we have a plan for our life. And if there is a major deviation that is required, a major change, not necessarily deviation, a change is required because of some idea that the mind comes up with, then it's better to calm down. And when we are calmer, then think of the situation. And actually speaking, all of us have certain pet temptations, which we are prone to indulge in. So now if we, in our normal intelligence, have understood, this is not the way I want to spend my life, this is not what I need to do, then if the mind is prompting towards those things, then we can know, this is something which the mind is speaking. I needn't do this. But there are other things which may be in a gray zone. No, are they good or they bad, we can't make out. So at that time, it's best to press a pause button. Okay, you are saying this, mind, fine. It may be good, it may be bad. I can't decide right now. Let me calm down. We introspect, we discuss with some others whom understand us, whom we can trust, who trust us, and then we can make a decision. What is very important is that we don't act immediately. No, in the Ramayana, the whole mistake of Kaikeyi was twofold. Now, Kaikeyi, how could she was actually loved Ram like her own son? And suddenly, she exiled her, had him exiled. Her mistakes were twofold. One was she heard Mantara and she did not care to hear anyone else. Just acted entirely on Mantara's. So, Mantara is like our mind. And then if we listen to Mantara, we become like Kaikeyi and we exile Ram from the Ayodhya of our heart. So what we need to do is, yes, sometimes the mind may say certain things which we may feel like doing. It's fine. But then rather than acting immediately, we check. And Mantara could have asked someone else. Sorry, Kaikeyi could have asked someone else. Like that, we can consult others. And then we can make decisions. Is it clear?
One more small question.